And I think that is the clapboard. And then they got to making the shingles.
Oh, and yeah.
They'd fix it then with shingles.
And then they'd have a roof made of... But you always refer to it as the roof in those...
Yes.
In those days, even though...
Yes.
Even then. Now, did you have anything along the edge to carry the water off?
Gutter.
Did they have those?
Not back then. And when you... They'd dig a cistern everywhere they had a house.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put a house. They'd dig a cistern. And some would dig wells if there was water pretty close to the top of the ground. They'd dig a well and then line that with sand rocks and plaster it. But the cisterns, that is always the case. They'd fix a cistern. And then they could run water off of the house into this cistern, and you'd have rainwater.
Oh, and they would collect the rainwater that way.
And this big hole that they'd, it'd be sometime 25 foot deep, wouldn't it? And then they'd plaster that, and it is rainwater, but it is pretty cool. We didn't.
Up now, it's back before cement is ever known of.
Yeah. But we didn't know anything about colder water. We just used to that and get out of the well. Well, we thought we was doing pretty well.
Yeah. That's amazing. And so they would collect that rainwater.
Yeah.
Like where it would run down.
Yeah, they'd gutter that house from one end to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And then had a gutter that it slant right off into the cistern.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a cloth or something there to strain that water as it went off in there.
Well, did shingles come in before the tin that they...
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
they got then
way before.
Every year there'd be a few more changes and people is coming up the hill all the time. I mean, they's getting more able to do, and they could get more stuff.
Well, we thought we was flying when we got told we'd cover house and sheet on.
Oh, that was.
And that'd make good water for the cistern.
Oh, yeah.
But.
Well, was that considered to make a better than shingles?
Yes.
The sheet.
It would. It'd be clearer. But, of course, they'd run that water off of the house and through this gutter and then down into the cistern. Then they'd have a cloth there catching all of the dirt and stuff.
Yeah.
And it is pretty clear when you do that.
I doubt if it's there now, but your grandfather, he made his gutters that run into the cistern.
I know.
And they stayed there as long as Uncle Marvin was living.
But people didn't know how to...
They made
everything. Well, they did everything. They didn't depend on getting stuff from the store.
Like they do now.
Like they do now. That's
I don't know what we do now. And now, I don't know if you get a hole, you have to get somebody to get up there and repair it. Nobody does their own work. Well, I guess people would just go... Did they shingle their roofs themselves?
Yes.
Yeah.
They did, and as the years went by, well, then they got to shipping those boards in or shingles in, and they got to using those, but it was quite a little while after I can remember.
Well, this clapboarding you were talking about, now that went on the roof of the house. What are the kinds of boards that would go on the side of the house that would, if I don't know, overlapping kind of board.
Weatherboarding.
Yeah, that is weatherboarding.
See. So I didn't quite understand the difference in that, the clapboarding and the weatherboarding.
Well, the clapboard stood up and down.